Depression for Terence Hayes, TerranceHales. Date of birth is 9/27/1989. Date of visit is 8/14/2025. It's a new patient visit. Date of accident is 5/28/2025. The patient reports that his pain has been beginning from the time of accident, neck, mid-back, lower back, severe, 10 headaches. He relates all of these symptoms to the accident that happened on 5/28/2025. The history of the automobile accident is described as follows. On 5/28/2025 at 6 p.m., patient was traveling as a resident driver and he was traveling with two friends who were sitting in the rear, but they're not being treated. He was driving in a Bronco 2021 and were hit by a FedEx truck near Romulus, near I-94. He was driving on northbound middle belt in the left lane. He was trying to turn over into the right lane to get over into driveway and was hit by a FedEx truck as a rear-ended. The patient was wearing seatbelt. The FedEx truck was coming at 50 to 60 miles an hour. Loss of consciousness, yes. Airbag did not deploy. Hit and run accident, no. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. The damages to the car are around $14,000. Rear bumper was broken. Trunk was broken. Windshield broke. Headlights are gone in the back. And inside there was no damage to the seat belt, headrest, console or any structure inside. Regarding the injury, patient report that he was hit hard. He injured his head to the left window. Chest was injured to the seat belt. And whole body was painful. Neck, back, legs. He went to the emergency room. He went to the emergency room at Corbel Hospital, Dearborn, where he was there for 5 hours. He left the emergency room. And as he peed all over himself, they threw him out. And then he went back to Corbel and Taylor by a friend, where he was there for 2 to 3 hours. X-ray CT scan were done and was found to be negative. Medications were provided. Regarding the history of the presenting illness, patient denies any headaches. He denies any symptoms of TBI, no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness, seizures, no balance problem, focus problem, memory problems, no vision problem, no taste smell problem, no TMJ problem. Regarding the pain, patient started having pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back. And there's no radiation of the pain except for the front groin area, possibly L3-4 nerve distribution. The rest of the extremities are completely normal. The pain is continuous, described as throbbing, sharp, heavy, and aching. Pain is around 10 ADLs are affected. 10, please review the records. Modify factor of the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, standing, lying down, and driving, and improved by nothing. No X-ray, MRIs are reported, have been done. Patients do report weakness of both the legs, but no numbness, tingling, or any radiculopathy. Regarding the past treatment, patient says that he has had 30 visits to a physical therapist whose information patient has not provided, and chiropractic none. Please review the records for the system review. surgical history, allergies, histories. Family history, relationships, status, employment, legal and personal history, as well as ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 158 over 96, pulse is 59. Pulse ox is 100. Height is 6 feet and the weight is 176. This is a 35-year-old black male. Average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, no jaundice, no clubbing, colonic here. Sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, no acute distress, shortness of breath is noticed, no severe pain faces, and no overt anxiety or lethargy. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile and independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam, including neurological, musculature, psychiatric, are all normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. On inspection, the and palpation are from the temple, completely normal. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscles present, none is present. Hypertonicity is zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 15. The maneuvers to identify reports of the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, scrolling sign was found positive, Hoffman sign was negative. And the Lerma test was found positive. Distraction test was found positive. Photo hall test was positive. In the thoracic spine, roots test, lump tests are negative. In the lumbar region, the straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. TLR is positive bilaterally. Brudzinski-Kernick test positive. Chem test was positive. Brudzinski sign is negative. SI joints are found to be non-tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression, distraction test, Weber test, Gansler test are all negative. Extremities examination is completely normal. Please use the tablet. Diagnosis. General V8 9.2 X60. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, G44.329. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4 XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 XXA. Plan of care from the temporary treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to begin to help in the neck and the lower back. A compounding cream for deep tissue pain relief is ordered. Narco 7.5 milligram 325 is ordered, 7 tablets. MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine was ordered. The patient has had no claim number or anything, but the following medications are provided. From the office is Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain. Allerbil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and rest sleep. Medicine Lunesta 1 milligram for sleep. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief was also provided. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week for the neck and the lower back and possibly mid back. And work disability is ordered. Housework replacement is ordered. Transportation is ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities is home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, medical records, none are available at this time. We have ordered them released from the hospital and the patient visited. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Investigation, an order for surgical spine MRI without contrast and MRI for lumbar spine without contrast is ordered. DMEs. No DMEs are being provided at this time. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Direct contact. Yes. Thank you.